This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in progress.
Okay, friends, in some short time, the world is in for a treat, an amazing phenomenon, which is rather rare, to see a solar eclipse. The question is, what should one say when they see a solar eclipse? Yesterday, I spoke about whether you make a bracha on a solar eclipse, because the examples given in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Chav Zayin are very specific. A shooting star, an earthquake, thunder, lightning, wind, but an eclipse was not mentioned. And when they asked Reb Vosner regarding whether they one should make a Noisa Masa Bereishis on, let's say, in a volcanic eruption, he said, definitely, obviously, for sure. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch talk about it? Why doesn't the Gemara talk about it? They didn't live near volcanoes. But when he was asked about an eclipse, he says, you know, it's not clear. It's a suffix. It's a suffix whether you make a bracha. Now, we discussed, well, if it's a suffix, maybe it's a suffix if you could even look at it, because you're putting yourself in a situation where you don't know if you can make a bracha or not. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that no, we only make a bracha on what Chazal were misakein. We don't make a bracha on anything that's not in Shulchan Aruch. But we see not like that from Reb Vosner, because Reb Vosner held you made make an Oysa Masa Bereishis even on a volcanic eruption. Now, maybe you'll say we could, there's a way out of this whole mess, and that is, you know, it was sent to me. Let me see if I could get this up. You could say a nusach that gets you out of the problem. You know, what do? You could say, Vayivorech David es Adoinoi le'enei kol hakol, Vayomer David, Baruch ato Adoinoi lehe Yisrael avinu me'oilam v'yadoilam, L'cha Adoinoi hagedula v'agvura v'atiferes v'anetz v'ahoy k'cho b'ashmer baratz, L'cha Adoinoi hamam l'cha v'amasasa l'cho l'roish. Oysa masavereishis. So basically, you're saying a pasuk. You're not saying Melech HaOlam, you're saying a pasuk, and then you're attaching it to Oysa Masa Bereishis. So it's like it's a trick. Whenever you're mesupik, whether you make a bracha or not, or you know, they say if you write a new sefer, there's a question: do you make Hatoiv HaMeitiv? Do you not? So you say this nusach, and then you say Hatoiv HaMeitiv. And at first, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to do this, especially if the only reason not to say it is because, well, it's not found in Chazal, so maybe you don't have to make a bracha. But I was thinking, okay, but it, you know, there's nothing wrong if you say this. Is there something wrong if you say it? But I'm having second thoughts, because when they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky why weren't Chazal misakein a bracha on a solar eclipse, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, it's not a siman tov. You don't make a bracha on something that's not a good omen. After all, the Gemara in Sukkah says there are four sins that cause a solar eclipse. If a great avbezin was not eulogized properly, if a woman was abused and nobody came to her aid, or because of Mishkav Zachar, or because two brothers were murdered simultaneously. So therefore, you don't make a bracha. So I would say, according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's not appropriate to say this either. You don't... You're supposed to marvel and take a lesson from the wonders of Hashem, but it's not appropriate to say a bracha. Now, in the Mesoras Moshe, they bring that on the first night of Sukkot, there was a partial eclipse, one time, a partial lunar eclipse, and they asked him, should they make Oysa Masa Bereishis? Or maybe it has to be a full eclipse? And Reb Moshe said, well, nothing is mentioned in the Gemara, and therefore Chazal were not misakin any bracha. And therefore you don't make a bracha. But then in a footnote it brings that the Gra says we don't make a bracha on Peronos. That's why we don't make a bracha Mayim Achroinim. So, I'm a little bit torn. If the reason we don't make a bracha is it's not a Siman Toiv, L'chaira, we should not say anything. With Hashem's name, without Hashem's name, you don't make a bracha. With, you know, even if you're going to couch it in a pasuk, but it's not, you're not mevarech as Hashem on something which is not a Siman Toiv. But now I'm thinking as well, if Rav Moshe said that you don't say a bracha because Chazal were not mesaking, so then they were also not mesaking to say this. So if you want to take into account Rav Vosner's suffik, then maybe this would be appropriate to say. But according to Rav Chaim Knievsky, who says that you know it's not a siman toiv, so you don't make a bracha, I would say you don't say this either. And according to Rav Moshe, that Chazal were not mesaking, I would also say, Chazal, we're not masaking this. You want to say it? Probably, according to that svara, maybe there wouldn't be anything wrong if you said it, but I would personally choose not to say it. So the bottom line is, what should you say when you see the solar eclipse? You shouldn't say anything. You should watch it. You should take to heart the message of the Gemara, of the chatam that could have elicited. Maybe we don't have the proper kavod haTorah or the way the Maharal interprets it, that we don't love the Torah enough and therefore the sun, so to speak, is not shining. But in terms of a formula of what to say, l'chaira, the psak of Reb Chaim and even Reb Moshe would direct us not to say anything. And I want to share with you one more thing.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.